How's it going, everyone? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up their social life. In this season, I have a guest with me, Dr. Darian Parker, who's a fellow personal trainer and has his master's in kinesiology and sports education. In this first episode, we dive into more of what we're doing with our businesses locally, on our podcasts, and just general theories of overall health of both of us being over 40. In episodes 2 and 3 that are following, we'll dive more into the actual training styles that we use with our clients. Thanks for listening.
Awesome. We'll talk about a couple different things, but first, as always, my audience knows, we want to get to know you, what you're doing and your training career, also your podcasting career and whatever else is going on in your life. So I'll let you take it away.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been in the business around 23 years going on now. I'm also in my 40s, so this is appropriate to be an over 40 fitness hacks. And it doesn't feel like I've been in the business that long, honestly. It just feels like yesterday I just started, but I've been personal training the entire time. I never stopped, been pretty much full time the entire time. But during my personal training career, I would say about 15 or 16 years of that has been in a fitness executive role. And opening clubs, running clubs, that type of thing, and private residential clubs, you know, designing of different clubs, feasibility studies, audits, just anything you could think of, concept design, all of that. So I've kind of have a unique standpoint is that I'm still a very heavy client load personal trainer, but I could also like help build you a gym more that yeah. I could staff the facility for it. We can audit it. We can do the budgeting for it and all that stuff. So I have my personal training company, and then I have Epic Leisure Management, which I co-own with my business partner, Alan Jakubauskas. And that's where we do all that other stuff, the more executive consulting management, executive placement side. So I get to do a lot of the corporate stuff, but I also do a heavy amount of training as well. And then the podcast just for fun.
Yeah.
It's just for fun. It's not like a generator for my other business. And I wanted that. I just wanted it for me. As my education, and as you were saying offline before we got here, like I'm literally talking about everything, and most of it's not fitness. It's just whatever is interesting to me, whoever I find interesting, I want to learn about it. I want to educate myself and be connected to that. So like 556 episodes in, we're just rolling.
Yeah, no, I feel small now. I'm closing in on 300, and you've been doing this a lot longer.
Man, 300's a lot, man. Anytime, you know, most people don't make it past 6 or 7. So it's podcasting's a grind. Like, you got to really be into it to keep it going. You know?
Yeah. Well, going back to your executive stuff, is that a company that you use to help other gyms or just the ones you guys are running?
Other gyms. So, you know, we don't play in your big box gyms or generally not your boutique studios. It's primarily like your country clubs, private residential membership, spas and hotels. It's more of a luxury high-end based boutique business. My business partner, I used to be in a huge business who was like in 33 countries.
Oh, wow.
And so we were doing all this work before, and we just branched off and decided to do our own thing and just selectively pick projects that we thought we were interested in, again, while I was doing my training full time as well. So I've had plenty of the executive world, believe me.
Yeah. Well, I got my own taste. I started out as a gym owner almost before I was a personal trainer.
Yeah.
And just the ride here in Orange County, California in the competition, and then kind of made the mistake of some investors came in and almost kind of pushed me into it, but expanding to a couple more locations. And it's just a rough ride over here.
Yeah.
I did my best and could have used someone like you back then to help manage all that stuff. Cause all I really wanted to do was have my own gym, but I was more passionate about the training. But yeah, since then I'm down to one, happy, and I'm doing podcasting just like you. And if I get anything out of it, cool. But mostly I just love meeting people around the world. Like I'm talking to people from UK, Australia. Like it's so cool. Everyone's viewpoints are different than here in my little bubble in Orange County.
I spend a lot of time in Orange County myself.
Yeah.
Throughout the years, and I still go back here and there, but it's good to have different perspectives. And I think sometimes in the fitness business, it can be a very siloed based business. Especially if you're a gym owner or your trainer, whatever it is, you're an executive, you're kind of just doing your thing and you're worried about your gym or your spa or your facility. You don't often get outside of that to see what's actually happening. in the industry at large and the problems and issues and positive things that are happening. And I just like to know what's going on. I don't want to be in the dark about stuff, yeah, you know.
Yep. The more knowledge you have, the more power.
Yeah.
Where are you living right now?
Washington State, right on the border of Canada. Literally, I could see Canada. It's like,
wow,
right there. It's like less than a mile from Canada. So that's a very interesting, small, peaceful, quiet town, Blaine, Washington, 5,000 people, very tiny. The opposite of Orange County.
Yeah, yeah. We're hustling and bustling, and we're freezing to death over here at 60-degree weather. So,
you know, this freezing to death thing is crazy to me. It's like cashmere sweaters now. It's like, oh, it's so cold. It's like,
well, that, and some of them, a couple of my trainers are from Canada, and even they are like double parked up in the gym right now and everything. We're like, what are you guys doing? You're from Canada. They're like, yeah, America made us soft. It's not our fault.
Yeah, 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 exactly. You get here, you're just like, oh, it's a chilly day. It's 63. I'm like, what happened to people?
Well, cool. Dr. G, do you have an online course or anything like that? Or what do you try to find for your fitness or just local clients mostly?
You know, so my business is all a live virtual training business. I actually don't work with anybody in person, which is strange because for the first 17 years of my training career, it was all in person.
Yeah.
But a few years before the pandemic, I just saw it coming. Like, that's the honest truth. I'm not saying that I know everything. I'm just like, I'm big into keeping up on trends. And I was like, you know what? This technology keeps getting better and it's going to continue to get better. And I said, I'd like to get into this early, be an early adopter and just see how it goes. And all of my clients, they just loved it. They loved the convenience of it. So when the pandemic hit, I was already a couple years in. I was very busy doing a live virtual training business. And then it just got way bigger during that time. And it's just, it's a lot of work. Now it's just like constant for me. So I've enjoyed that format. I never thought I would be someone that would do that. Honestly, I'd be like, oh, I need to be in person. I need to be around people. But it has not worked out that I've needed that, honestly, for me. It's changed my existence. I'm at home with my family all the time. I get all this big time to just like watch movies, yeah, and shows and go for walks. And I just can't see myself trading that back in,
yeah,
for that.
No, I know.
So I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah, I was kind of a similar mindset as you like a couple of years prior to COVID, but I couldn't act on it. I was still struggling to keep my brick and mortar places open and all,
right,
that. And then COVID,
right,
happened. Oh, my God. But we all quickly, you know, learned different training online programs and, yeah, all that kind of stuff. So we caught up. But now that I'm pretty much almost remote, I only work at the gym like 1 to 2 days locally. And I don't,
yeah,
even need to do that. And we're looking to move down to San Diego soon. So it's awesome.
Nice.
We're just going to stay remote and, you know, move around.
Isn't that a great thing? Like, we are, we're going to be moving to Colorado this June. And then people ask, well, why? I'm like, because I can.
You can? I know. That's kind of what's neat too.
That most people live somewhere because either they're from there or their family's there or they move somewhere for a job.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want that anymore. I didn't want to have to be somewhere for an obligation type. I mean, it's great to live near your family. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but you feel like sometimes you do things because of things that are pulling you there that maybe you may want another option for being somewhere. So this has just opened up the United States for my family and I to be like, well, we don't really need to be somewhere because of a job. And I think if you gave a lot of people the option and they could, they probably would move somewhere else if they weren't tied to their job, especially being a physical. It's a very freeing feeling.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then you do however many years. And if you don't like it, guess what? You can move again.
You can move. Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I grew up in a military family. My dad was in the service for 28 years in the Army. And so I wasn't born in the United States. I was born in Germany. I've lived there twice. I have a very like global idea of living. So I'm not tied to any. I've never been tied to anywhere. But so I've lived in almost every part of the United States. So I have a very good idea about what living is like in the majority of the U.S. So I like that. That way I can make a very informed decision about where I want to be on a regular basis. So I really have enjoyed that.
Well, Dr. D, what's the best way my audience, if they resonate with you, they want to get a hold of you, are you on social media or a website?
I have my website. It's drdarianparker.com. So spell out doctor and then Darian, D-A-R-I-A-N, then Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, com, and that's where you can find my podcasts. I like to write poetry. My poetry's on there. So I'm just not a fitness person. I want to make this clear. Like, I think this is like really important. Like, I am not your gym person. I am not a gym junkie. I am not your lifting bro. I'm none of that stuff. I like music. I like poetry. I like to talk about sex. I want to talk about like psychedelics. I'm going to talk about anything outside of fitness primarily, also because I want you to know I am relatable. I'm probably into a lot of the same stuff you're into. You'll never come to me and I'm like, I'm never going to make you feel bad. It's like, oh man, you're just into fitness. I'm like, no, I'm a full person.
Yeah,
that there's likes more, a lot of different things. Yeah, there's way more to me. I'm not your gym guy. I'm sorry. Like, I actually don't even want to be that. I look like that person, but there's more to me. I swear, like, I'm doing a pitch for myself here about it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but there's more to me than being the fitness person.
Well, that's awesome. And if anyone's interested, check out Dr. G's podcast and you'll see exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah,
I just,
man.
You know, kind of browse through and there's a plethora of different topics on there. It's great.
And I'm releasing like almost every day right now, man. I'm on fire with it, man. I just, any topic you can think of, I'm covering it. All different people. I love talking to people and hopefully that comes out when you hear it.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Dr. Darien, thank you so much for coming on my show. And I think I'll be on your show in a couple of weeks or something like mm-hmm. that. And real excited and keep spreading the knowledge and do what you do.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Hey, everyone. I would just like to thank each and every one of you for supporting my show. My numbers over the years have just been growing and growing on this podcast. One thing that could really help me and something you could do as a listener would be go onto iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Any other podcast service like Spotify and Podchaser is also great, but iTunes is really where the magic happens for us being podcasters. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.